So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 17, text 43 and 47, 44. Punishment and reward of Kali. Okay, translation. The most fortunate emperor Maharaj Pariksit, who was entrusted with the kingdom of Hastinapur by Maharaj Yudhishthira, when he desired to retire to the forest, is now ruling the world with great success due to his being glorified by deeds of the kings of the Kuru dynasty. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The prolonged sacrificial ceremonies undertaken by the sages of Namashraina were begun shortly after the demise of Maharaj Pariksit. The sacrifice was to continue for 1,000 years, and it is understood that in the beginning some of the contemporaries of Baladev, the elder brother of Lord Krishna, also visited the sacrificial place. According to some authorities, the present tense is also used to indicate the nearest margin time from the past. In that sense, the present tense is applied to the region of Maharaj Pariksit here. For continuous fact, also present tense can be used. The principles of Maharaj Pariksit can be still continued, and human society can still be improved if there is determination from the authorities. We can still purge out from the state all the activism of immorality introduced by the personality of Kali if we are determined to take action like Maharaj Pariksit. He allotted some place for Kali, but in fact Kali could not find any places in the world at all because Maharaj Pariksit was strictly vigilant to see that there were no places of gambling, drinking, prostitution, animal slaughter. Modern administrators want to banish corruption from the state, but fools as they are, they do not know how to do it. They want to use licenses for gambling houses, wine and other intoxicating drug houses, brothels, hotels, prostitution and cinema houses, and the falsity in every dealing, even in their own. And they want at the same time to drive out corruption from the state. They want the kingdom of God without God consciousness. How can it be possible to adjust two contrary matters? If we want to drive out corruption from the state, we must first of all organize society to accept the principles of religion, namely austerity, cleanliness, merciless, and truthfulness. And to make the condition favorable, we must close all places of gambling, drinking, prostitution, and paucity. These are some of the practical lessons from the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Narayan namaskritam, naram cheva narottamam, devim sarasvatim vyasam, tato jet mudirayet, nasta presu badresu, nityam bhagavati sevayam, bhagavati uttama sloke, bhakti bhavati naistaki. So, in the material world, there's always two forces happening. There's the devotees and the demons. So it seems from here how the demons, they're trying to adjust things for their own pleasure. Like they want the kingdom of God without God. So and they try and justify things for their own purposes. They don't really, they try and banish Krishna from the picture. And they try and justify things for their own purposes. So, as members of the Krishna Consciousness Movement, we have a thankless task to educate the misguided masses of people, because not everyone is against God consciousness. Many people are innocent, and in the beginning of 1969, when Prabhupada came to England, he was trying to educate the leaders in the government, in the who were leaders of the country. He was trying to educate them to follow these principles of Krishna consciousness from the Bible point of view. He was trying to implement, but Prabhupada could see that these people were changing and twisting their philosophy to suit their own purposes. So Prabhupada understood from that if the leaders are not going to change, better to preach to the masses of people. And by educating the masses of people, then the masses will choose the proper leaders to lead the society. A similar thing happened during the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, how they were certain people who were sahajas, the upper sampradayas, and they were misguiding people. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he, through his writings and through his preaching, he set the proper vision for the masses of people to understand what the proper line of purity. And from that, the people who were in the masses, they rectified things eventually. So in the same way, Prabhupada did it the same way. He tried to educate the leaders. They weren't open to change. Then he went to the masses of people and some of them actually took it up in their own way. I had an instance myself one time where this is the importance of knowledge, why knowledge comes in. By educating people, they can see the proper thing to do, and they leave the bad thing, which is not good for them. So my father's teacher, he became when you become in charge of a church, they give you a house, isn't it? They give you a nice facility, whatever, to look after the church. So I was doing door-to-door in Leicester, and we met this person. He was my father's teacher in Africa. And he became I don't know what they call them, bishop or priest, whatever. Or priest, right? They call them priests, whatever. A vicar, yeah. They look after the house. So I went inside the house, and I started preaching to him from the science of self-realization about thou shalt not kill. And he had he's an Indian background, so he's Indian-bodied. He had a servant. He was an English person. So I left a Prabhupada's biography there, you know, the house which he built the whole work and live in. So someone read that book, then he left. He didn't want to do the job anymore. He thought, what's the point of working here, you know? What Prabhupada is saying much higher than what I'm doing here. So we were preaching to him about thou shalt not kill, and I said, why are you supporting something which is not correct? And we left ourselves the softbound. I think they had these softbound paperbacks, Signs of Self-Realizations. We left them in the house for him. And then later on, I found out that he actually retired. He gave up the job. He didn't continue that job. So it shows the potency of getting knowledge from the proper authorities, the self-realized source. If you have knowledge from them, then even these kind of people will understand the proper way of they'll understand the proper way of what it is to become self-realized. So it may not be that they will achieve self-realization in this very life, but the fact that they've taken up the proper way of understanding things, eventually Krishna will bring them towards him. So Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhavanam Janmayante, Gyanamam Papadyante, Vasudam Samahama Sudarva. After many births and deaths, someone who is in search for me will finally attain me. After many, he will understand who I am as Vasudev. So this is what we are doing in the Krishna Consciousness Movement. Is we educating the masses of people through book distribution. We do courses online. We also house programs, Harinams, Prasadam distribution. This is all to educate the masses of people and make them more aware of spirituality. And from this, the proper leaders will manifest to uplift society. So one of the defects of modern society, well, is the main defect, is too much bodily platform. They say there's two kinds of soul killers. One is the one who thinks he's the body, and the other one is the animal killer. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, I think chapter 3, text 8, third canto, 18, chapter 20, text 18, Lord Brahma describes five kinds of ignorances which he created so the jiva can be in the material world. So, first one is tamisra, anger, envy, in which way we are trying to equally enjoy as the Lord. We want to be served by others, being a servant. We want to enjoy and satisfy our senses. We want to be owners of things. Krishna gave us facilities that should be used for his pleasure. So, so we want to be the center. This is want to control, plan and predict the future. Then five is we want to be respected, recognized, and influential. And then being impersonal towards Krishna is in his name, fame, past, and power, and everything look very sacred. Okay. Everything look very sacred, personal with gratitude that we can. Okay. So that's tamistra. And tamas is condition of not knowing anything about the spirit soul. Are we aware that we are soul? Are we aware that we are the soul that doesn't have anything to do with this material world? Are we thinking that lust can make us happy? How about children, wealth, success, or opulence, fame? Knowing about spiritual things, mystic powers, being a pujari, be well recognized and popular preacher all around the world? Are we looking of everything, how is it rated, or in the world of perspective from a spiritual realm where we come from, having one wonderful pastimes and service to Krishna? Are we living our life now like we are in the spiritual world already? So when the final moment arrives, we just step into the spiritual world. So that's the tamas, then under tamas. Due to tamas, considering death to be the ultimate end, are we still afraid of death? Are we constantly panicking that something will happen to this body? Are we taking shelter of the Lord? Do we fully know that Krishna is a soul, one and only person who is actually taking care of us and protecting us in every moment? Do we really rely in dispass and total dependence on the Lord to protect us, being totally aware we are not society, no family, no friends can protect us? And moha, illusion of the body concept of life. How deep we are in our material consciousness. Do we have enemies? Do we like or dislike people? Are we finding faults in others? With humble person, you cannot argue. A maha moha, mad after material enjoyment. Maha moha means to be mad after material enjoyment, especially in this age of Kali. Everyone is overwhelmed by the madness of accumulating paraphernalia for material enjoyment. How much we understand the philosophy, but we still very much attached to our material life. How much we think this is a problem, that we are very much attached. Are we doing anything seriously about it? If a drug addict is not seriously doing anything about his addiction, actually anything changing in his life? So this is a breakdown of the five kinds of ignorance Brahma created. So this is Srila Prabhupada's purport, just to give an insight on what Prabhupada is saying on this. The conditioned souls who are living entities who come to the material world to enjoy sense gratification are covered in the beginning by five different conditions. The first condition is covering of tamisra or anger. Constitutionally, each and every living entity has minute independence. It is a misuse of that minute independence for the conditioned soul to think that he can also enjoy like the Supreme Lord, or think, why shall I not be a free enjoyer like the Supreme Lord? This forgetfulness of his constituent position is due to anger or envy. The living entity, being eternally a part and parcel of servant of the Supreme Lord, can never by constitution be an equal enjoyer with the Lord. When he forgets this, however, and tries to be one with him, his condition is called tamisra. Even in the field of spiritual realization, this tamisra mentality of the living entity is hard to overcome. In trying to get out of the entanglement of material life, there are many who want to be one with the Supreme. Even in their transcendental activities, this lower grade mentality of tamisra continues. Under tamisra involves considering death to be the ultimate end. The atheists generally think that the body is a self and that everything is therefore ended with the end of the body. Thus they want to enjoy material life as far as possible during the existence of the body. Their theory is, as long as you live, you should live prosperously. Never mind whether you commit all kinds of so-called sins. You must eat sumptuously, beg, borrow, and steal. And if you think that by stealing and borrowing you are being entangled in sinful activities of which you will have to pay, then just forget that misconception, because after death everything is finished. No one is responsible for anything he does during his life. This atheistic conception of life is killing human civilization, and for it is without knowledge of the constitution of eternal life. The anta-tamista ignorance is due to tamas. The condition of not knowing anything about the spirit soul is called tamas. This material world is also generally called tamas because 99% of the living entities are ignorant of the identity of soul. Almost everyone is thinking that he is this body. He has no information of the spirit soul. Guided by this misconception, one always thinks, "This is my body, and anything in relationship with this body is mine." For such misguided living entities, sex life is the background of material existence. Actually, the conditioned souls in ignorance in this material world are simply guided by sex life. And as soon as they get an opportunity for sex life, they become attached to so-called home, motherland, children, wealth, and opulence. As these attachments increase, moha or illusion of the bodily concept of life also increases. Thus the idea is that I am this body and everything belonging to this body is mine also increases. And as the whole world is put into moha, sectarian societies, families and nationalities are created and they fight with one another. Maha moha means to be mad after material enjoyment. Especially in this age of Kali, everyone is overwhelmed by the madness to accumulate paraphernalia for material enjoyment. So we can see generally people with this kind of these five kinds of ignorances, when you speak to them about death, they're trying to avoid the topic. Because Prabhupada said in one of his lectures that if you speak to them about death, they get horrified. Because they can't accept their next life. Because initially they know what they're doing is wrong. Everyone knows it to some point, what they're doing is wrong. These people try and not talk about death. And there was one Sankirtan devotee, he was doing books in discos and casinos and all these places. And when people got the books, Prabhupada's books, they couldn't enjoy anymore. They had to... the enjoying mentality went out. He was going in disguise. Finally, the security guards caught that devotee and they didn't allow him in these places anymore. So we can see how people try and deny the truth. Some say ignorance is bliss. That's what they say, but they don't. But they try and deny karma and reincarnation, and that's the demons. They justify things for their own purposes. The purpose of the material world is for the living entities to go back to Godhead. And we can see how for those who are devotees, even in this life, turning to Krishna, how Krishna protects them in a way that they can become coming back to him. So, as practicing devotees, we should not be afraid of the material world, or the difficulties which are coming in. The material world, everyone suffers from birth, death, old age, disease. Three kinds of miseries affect everyone. Adi-atmik, adi-bhautik, adi-devik. Adi-atmik, body and mind. Adi-atmik, adi-devik is other living entities. Just like even to do anything spiritual in the world where people are not open to it, it's hard to change things sometimes. There was Maharishi's father, Manohar Krishnaprabhu, he was trying to change the name of his house to something like spiritual name of Krishna. Goloka house. He was trying to change the name anyway to some other name. But they didn't allow it. The officials, they said, you can't change that name. So this shows how people are not open to the spiritual vision. They want to keep things on the mundane platform. Like it says in the purport, they actually deny Krishna's name for paying pastimes and activities. But we should have faith that Krishna has a plan behind these things. Carry on with our preaching mission. And have faith that Krishna is protecting us, even though difficulties are coming in. There was one pastime which happened in Sarajevo. I think Indradyumna Swami went there, and he asked the devotees if he can do Harinam in a Muslim colony. I think this is Back to God article. It's one of the Back to God articles. And our Radha Mohan, he was there with that group. And they didn't listen to the authorities at the time. They went to that colony where the Muslims did Harinam in that area. So the Muslims they started attacking the devotees. So the devotees who attacked the Muslims, they got injured. So with Radha Mohan, the one person came with a gun pointing at him. And Radha Mohan just paid a pranams to him. And the guy ran away. So that shows how if we have humility, purity has changed Krishna's in the heart of everyone. So obviously seeing Radha Mohan's humility, the person just ran away. So and there are examples of that, how taking shelter of Krishna, that's a real protection. Gaga Muni and Brahmananda, after they left Pakistan, they were caught and they were put against the wall. So Brahmananda told Gaga Muni, take your bead bag out. That's the only shelter. So as they took the bead bag out, started chanting, the army guys, they saw what was happening and they thought, these people look odd. There's something not correct here. We'll just let them go. So from these examples, we can see how Krishna is protecting the devotees. There's a quote by, he says, less intelligent people surrender to the Lord directly. But those who are more intelligent surrender to the Lord by medium, his representative. Krishna loves the servants of his devotees more than the direct servants. So we can see in this instance how from these two examples, because the spiritual master, he's there to train the disciple to become so strong in his surrender to Krishna. And and with that, Krishna's mercy also comes in. This is one of the benefits of the parampara, that the relationship with Krishna becomes direct, although one is going through the spiritual master. It's to our advantage that we, Prabhupada said, we have to read his books. In this way, renunciation will come in, and this conviction of surrender to Krishna will become strong. But we see the contrary, like we see the opposite, like the demons, they always go against which is not towards spirituality. They go against which is against spirituality. And this is why there is so much difficulty in the material world. Difficulties come in. But as practicing devotees, we should not be shaken by these difficulties. We should have faith that Krishna is there to protect us. And in previous ages, demons were killed physically. But in this age, people are already in so much difficulty, so we kill them through knowledge. Kill their demoniac nature through knowledge. And any comments or questions?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for the class, Srinivasa Prabhu. You spoke about the five types of ignorances and Srila Prabhupada's purport to them as well. And it's very interesting that they, as soon as you go on the first one, Tamira, right?
First one is Tamishra, yeah.
That envy, it leads down and down and down until you're completely mad after the material world. I was wondering if there's an opposite direction. Is there five types of goodness also that Brahma created, or five types of ignorances?
Yeah, Bhaktivinoda Thakur comments on five kinds of ignorances in Jiva Dharma. One is skepticism. Second one is to minimize the Lord as an energy of this world. Being part of one's karma, one minimizes the energy. Third is to not accept the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. Fourth is I noted it down anyway. In Jiva Dharma, I got the quote. Fifth is absence of mercy. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions these five kinds of ignorances. Basically, these five kinds of ignorances is to show how we have to accept Krishna as a person. That's the essence of it. In Bhagavad Gita, the same point is mentioned in 9:11. Avijanti mam mudra manusham asita parampa ajanta madhuta maheshwa. Krishna is saying that those who are less intelligent, they don't recognize who I am as a person, and they minimize my position. In the Jiva Dharma, it gives a little deep understanding of this. It says how there is primary names of God and secondary names of God. So the primary names are the names in Vaikuntha, you know, like Narayan, Lord Ram, Vasudev, all these names are there. They're like primary names. They have direct connection with Krishna, and they they have more benefit for the jivas. But the secondary names, they like Brahman, Paramatma, Ishvara. So these names, they rarely give the more spiritual benefit to the jivas, because they're relating to the creation of this world. So to accept the primary names, the benefit will be much higher. Even if someone doesn't chant, like Ajamil didn't chant the name of Narayan with feeling. This is why he had to see the Yamadutas to get purified, then his life was prolonged. But someone who's chanting the names with feeling, the benefit will be much higher. Antarashmi Bhagavatam ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai.